I was quite surprised at how widely prevalent laughter yoga is. Why do you think this is happening?
It's definitely, of course, the world needs it more and more. In the last decade, you know, there's so much happening, and you know, people just need to raise their levels of oxygen. I mean, you can prevent yourself from cancer. You know, it's a painkiller. Laughter. I mean, you know, you at hospitals they give you laughter gas and things like that. It's been already there, but it's also cheap. It's free. What does it cost?
Nothing. Yep.
So people actually, if they've accepted and understood what it does, you can really embrace it and get the best out of it, and especially now.
Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a vodcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. If you're new to our channel, please consider subscribing to it and hit the bell icon so that you never miss an update. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to be in conversation with a yoga guru, a member of the YPO from Dubai, Anju Shahani. Anju, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and really excited. I'm not a yoga guru, but I'm a laughter yoga expert.
So I stand corrected. Yeah. So Anju is a certified laughter yoga trainer. And as I mentioned, she's a part of the YPO from Dubai. So Anju, let's talk yoga. For all our viewers and listeners, tell me, what is yoga?
So I think, as you know, yoga comes from the Sanskrit word yuj, which means kind of getting hold of, you know, integrating and harmonizing. Mm-hmm. So getting hold of your life, integrating certain different aspects of your life, and then harmonizing with the mind, the body, the spirit, and of course, society. So I would say that would be what is my definition of yoga.
Okay. And, you know, you have chosen to specialize in laughter yoga.
Yeah.
So what is laughter yoga?
So I, of course, came across this technique in 95, where my mother-in-law was taking us to the to a park in India where this new movement had started, laughter yoga. And of course, we were dragged there because the kids were young. We used to live in Hong Kong. And she said, you must see, this is something really nice. Everybody's laughing and this is laughter yoga. So of course, when we go there, they're just laughing for no reason. And I found it, and my husband found it very silly and very amusing. But of course, we laughed and we felt really good when we came home because we saw the children were happy, mom was happy, and we were feeling very positive. And of course, then, you know, in I was living in Russia for a while and I was watching some news, and suddenly on CNN, I saw laughter yoga is spreading around the world. That was in around 2011. And, you know, I paused it and I said, let me take down some connections. And I saw Dr. Madan Kataria's number there. And there was a training happening in January. I took the next flight and I booked myself to become a laughter yoga teacher, not knowing what I was getting into.
Okay.
It was a 5-day course. I think I did it maybe thinking that I'm going on a holiday. And just, you know, and my, of course, my husband said, what are you going to do laughter yoga and bring it to Russia? Who's going to laugh with you? No one laughs here. I said, it's okay. I'm just learning. I want to see what it is. And it's a 5-day course. So I went to Bangalore, certified as a laughter yoga trainer. And since then, it's been a nonstop. So since then, you just kind of realize the skills and the whole concept because of the breathing technique and why it's called laughter yoga. So it's a combination of laughter exercises and yoga breathing. And everything about yoga is deep inhalation, long exhalation.
Correct.
So when we laugh, I don't know if I can show you a laugh, which really gives you a long exhalation and empties the residual stale air in your lungs. So, you know, when we breathe in and you go, so this can be a longer exhalation than even in the normal yoga styles, like in Hatha yoga, because it's a very long breath out.
Amazing. Amazing.
And then when you breathe in, you fill in that oxygen into the, you know, spare space that has now been created. and you get your endorphins, you feel good and you feel positive, and there's tons of science behind it to back it.
Incredible. And you know, it's often been said that when you laugh, you use a very few muscles in your face or when you smile. But help me understand, how does laughter reduce stress?
So of course, you know, I mean, the main benefit of laughter is it kind of increases your, it reduces your cortisol level, the stress hormones, because of the endorphins, again, because of the oxygen that goes in. And when you, you know, when your cells are full of oxygen, obviously you are feeling less stressed. You know, when we are stressed, we are, even our breathing is shallow.
Okay.
So taking it as important as any other yoga practice or exercise, the concept was kind of developed to make people understand that it is truly a medicine and it does make you feel good because of the yogic philosophy behind it.
Okay.
The deep inhalation, long exhalation, and again, taking the breath in. And so you get the straight, you get the benefits of yoga. You feel in the present moment, your mood changes immediately. Mm-hmm. It's a stress buster. You connect with people. You know, there's so many things that can go on.
So, you know, Anju, you you work with a lot of companies.
Yes.
You know, on laughter therapy or laughter yoga.
Yeah.
Give me an example of how people feel after a session.
So I've had the opportunity to work globally since the last 10 years with, you know, with YPO, with different meetings, conferences. And currently in Dubai, I've been working a lot with the Landmark Group, where they invited me a couple of times at regional meetings. So they have a two-day regional meeting. They kind of booked me for the opening session, which is an icebreaker. And then in between, when, you know, they've gone through their meetings and, you know, people are a little bit lazy after lunch, again, they call me in to do an icebreaker. So like a 20 minutes and a 20 minutes. And right away in the morning, when they start at 8 o'clock, they're all energized. They're all connected because laughter is so universal. You really don't need to know anybody. You just laugh and it's, it just, the whole energy changes. So right away they see immediate, you know, connections between people. It's a great team building exercise. And even people who have not met for such a long time in, from the region, they connect with laughter. And then in the afternoon, of course, you know, you've had some intense meetings with finance and things like that. And not everybody's in the best of mood, you know, and that's where you come in and again, make them laugh, where again, everybody's on the same platform. So that's the feedback I've got from all these companies, and they really feel it makes a big difference.
Amazing. And I guess when people laugh together, they connect much better with one another.
Absolutely. People who laugh together work together.
Fascinating. And another question that I've often had, and my yoga teacher makes me do laughter yoga also.
Okay.
And I keep wondering, you know, he of course makes me do it for the last 2 minutes of our 1 hour session. But I've often wondered, what is the difference between laughter for yoga and genuine laughter?
So, because laughter for yoga is actually genuine laughter.
Okay.
Why? Because the other laughter is the one that we see with humor or comedy, right?
Okay.
Or if there's a joke.
Correct.
So there's two.
That's what I meant when I say genuine laughter.
So genuine laughter is, that is not the genuine laughter. Laughter yoga is the genuine laughter. That's what I'm telling you now.
I see.
So what happens is when you're watching a comedy, first of all, there might be six people watching the comedy and there might be the same show, which is two of us enjoy it, two of them don't enjoy it. Okay, so four of them sitting there, but two are enjoying it, two are not. And they're just sitting there for company. It could be a family get together. Whereas in laughter yoga, when you're going for a laughter yoga session where you're committed to do it as a yoga exercise, you are doing it no matter what. There's no differences. So it's kind of active participation. And that is more passive participation.
Okay.
You know, watching a comedy. Of course, comedy, you know, is could be in different languages. So it might make someone laugh more, laugh less. But laughter yoga, it because it gets contagious with the group dynamics, it kind of... the reflection of the ripples of the effect fall to everybody. Then, of course, laughter is, it releases your, you know, you need to laugh at least 15, 20 minutes from the belly at a laughter yoga session where you're trained Whereas in a comedy, it could be 2-3 minutes a day. It could be 15 minutes you're watching a show. Sure. So it's very, it's not like, you know, it's not guaranteed. Mm. But this is like a commitment, okay. You know. So these are some of the benefits.
Fantastic. And you're actually probably forcing your body to laugh.
Yeah.
As you said, releases the endorphins as well as improves your breathing very significantly.
Yes. And as you practice it, like I've been practicing it for so many years, your laugh becomes easier because when you want to do it, it becomes easier. Mm. And the hormones come faster because I think the body understands that now it's getting into that mode of smiling and laugh. I mean, even smiles, we mirror neurons when we smile. When people smiling around us, you feel like smiling and being around that person. Mm. You know, you get more attracted, you feel safe around people who are smiling and, you know, sharing those positive vibes.
Amazing. So, you know, Anju, when I was preparing for my conversation with you, I was reading about laughter yoga and I was quite surprised. And I've been doing yoga for 10 years. But I was quite surprised at how widely prevalent laughter yoga is. Why do you think this is happening?
It's definitely, the world needs it more and more in the last decade, you know, there's so much happening and you know, people just need to raise their levels of oxygen. I mean, you can prevent yourself from cancer, you know, it's a painkiller, laughter. I mean, you know, you at hospitals, they give you laughter gas and things like that. It's been already there. Mm. But it's also cheap. It's free. What does it cost?
Nothing, yep.
So people actually, they've accepted and understood what it does. Mm-hmm. You can really embrace it and get the best out of it. And especially now, I mean, the whole world is, you know, especially India is, you know, oxygen, shortage of oxygen. And here we are, you know, we got this technique where you just need to laugh, you share those smiles and spread the ripples. I think it works better than any yoga, according to me.
Hmm.
You know, I see in yoga and some of the yogas, you know, you're very stiff. You're very conscious of if you're doing the pose right as compared to someone else. But in laughter, you just laugh and you still get the benefits.
Correct.
No, I don't know if it makes sense, but
no, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense to me. I can't say that I've been practicing laughter yoga for a long time, but certainly for a few months, I'm trying to figure out how to laugh better. But you know, coming back to yoga now, you know, it's often been said that yoga is much, much bigger than asanas and pranayams. You know, there's so much more to yoga than this. And then, laughter yoga is a new part, which I am very new to myself. But why is this not spoken about enough by practitioners?
I think everybody's got their own, you know, yoga is relative or even exercise is relative. So I feel everybody takes what they feel connected to. Like for me, I'm not asana yoga person. Mm. Yes, I've done Kundalini yoga. I have done Hatha yoga, but I'm not a committed asana person, but I like to go to the gym.
Correct.
And I get my oxygen and my energy and my positive emotions from the gym. So each to his own, I feel, as long as you're doing something which can bring balance to your mind and bring discipline into your routine. Mm. And of course, even asanas, I think it's very important to understand that asanas is flexibility. So when you're flexible with your body, you can be flexible with your mind again and then flexible with the world around you.
Mm.
So yeah, you're right. It should be more emphasized, but I think each one is doing what they feel suits their body and mind.
Correct. Somehow the other yoga seems to have this thing that how flexible is my body and how many different kinds of asanas can I do?
Yeah.
That seems to be the essence of yoga that is being taught everywhere right now.
And that can also create a fear in you that, oh my God, I might not be able to get into that pose and I might, better I don't do it. Maybe I just go to the gym with a trainer.
Yeah.
So that kind of also,
yeah.
You know.
So one more question for you. You know, you work with people around the world. My question to you is about millennials and Gen Zs. How are they accepting or adapting to different forms of yoga?
Again, like we discussed before, I think it's more about, what they enjoy, what they really feel like. Because a lot of youngsters who are in the gym doing, running and, doing marathons and things like that, But and a lot of them are really into yoga and teaching yoga. And so I don't think there is anything specific, but they're not a lot of the young generation doing laughter yoga. There might be, but because it still needs some time. It just still needs some time. Finally, the world has realized that laughter yoga is so needed right now because of the pandemic. But previously, even me, 12 years back, I would say, what am I doing here? You know, why am I laughing? Do I need a reason to laugh? Because we grew up with that have you got have you come out first or come first to three that you're laughing? That's how we were brought up. Like, you need a reason to laugh. I mean, not all families, but many families.
Yep. And if you laugh, first question that is, what's so funny? You know,
what's so funny?
I agree with you. I agree.
And today there is no reason to laugh.
There is no reason.
How can we laugh today? But you need to laugh only because of
the
health benefit.
Correct. Well said. So Anju, I'm now going to move to the next part of our conversation, which are some questions for you personally. My first question to you is that, you know, someone who's traveled all over the world, lived everywhere, done, amazing stuff, found your passion in life with laughter yoga. What would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
So I've been on a journey. I've lived in various cities and various continents since I got married, since the last 32 years. Mm-hmm. So been married for 32 years. So that's, I think, one of the milestones for me, I should say, to being in a relationship for 32 years. I think you need to pat yourself.
Absolutely. It's a milestone. I'm married 38, so.
Okay, it's a milestone. Right. And especially for today's generation.
Correct.
Along the way, I always went with a yes, being open to the moves and the changes. Mm-hmm. So we moved to Russia. As I got married, I moved to Hong Kong, which was much easier because Hong Kong is still, there's a lot of Indians, there's a lot of community that you connect to. And then we moved to Russia. And in Russia, I always wanted to do something in Moscow. So kids were growing up, they were in school. I launched a brand called Khazana, which was a clothing brand. Mm-hmm. And I decided to kind of bring the Indo-Russian market together. So I was not catering to the Indians, I was catering to the Russian market. Mm-hmm. And I invited Tarun Tahiliani, Rohit Bal, Malini Ramani, and a few of these top designers. And I had an Indo-Fashion Russian weekend.
Wow.
And I think that was my milestone because that's where I really connected with that Russian society, made a lot of friends, and I just felt that we're so connected, all of us as humans. You know, it's not like it's not any different for any one of them. So that was my second milestone, which I learned a lot from. And finally, the laughter yoga, because laughter yoga I took everywhere. Like, and after moving from Russia, I moved to Kuwait. Now, Kuwait was a completely opposite situation. It was like snow to sand. From mini skirts to, abayas and, from, booze country to no booze.
Yeah,
it was like a big change. And again, there, connecting with people was easy because I could take my laughter yoga there. So I went and started teaching at all the laughter clubs and spas and yoga places. And I started meeting people and they felt quite connected.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So my next question to you, Anju, is that, someone who's doing so much great work, what are some of the core values you believe in?
For me, authenticity, number one, to be myself, because I'm unique and everybody is unique. So authenticity, I believe in acceptance. Change is the only constant because I've seen so much change. So when you accept, you grow. Gratitude. Because in whatever ups and downs of life you've had, if you look at it from a learning point of view, gratitude has been the biggest takeaway for me.
Okay. And what is even more important is the fact that you acknowledge that gratitude is important.
Oh, yeah. I write 3 pages every day on some, gratitude. Wonderful. Or journaling, whatever.
Wonderful. And a follow-up question from there is that as you look at life and from where you stand today, what does success mean to Anju?
Success to me is living authentically by inspiring and being myself. Because if I am myself and doing my best 100% at this moment, with no expectations, it will it will be successful, and that's success for me. And I would be inspiring people along the way.
Wonderful. I've got time for two more questions for you. My next question is that who or what inspires you?
So along the way in my life, of course, I took some of takeaways from my dad because he was a very content person. So my mom, she was a little bit of a leader. My husband, who's very creative and always, you know, on, you know, always doing, creating new things and always on the go. My daughter, who's a fantastic inspiration, you know, as a health fanatic and, you know, really a lot of willpower. My son is a rapper and he's living his authentic dream of his passion. So for me, I now, with all this that comes to me along the way, which I've seen and I've learned, I am my biggest inspiration because I am living each of this as an example and I'm happy to be myself. So I believe in myself and I'm happy to be an inspiration to myself.
Wonderful. And my last question to you, Anju, is on failure. Failure. Okay. I've often said that parents in India don't teach children it's okay to fail. We've always been taught come first, go to the head of the line, et cetera, et cetera. And that manifests itself in our behavior patterns. My question to you is that what have been some of your learnings from some of your mistakes?
I grow from my mistakes. And I feel it's a journey. So for me, for my kids, I would love them to just live and grow. Because otherwise, if I'm going to teach them things or they're not going to fail, life is not going to be fun. You know, today, seeing my whole life, I've done so much. I've had so many issues and so many pleasures and so much growth. It's only because of the little failures. And finally, I've come to my destination, I feel.
Fantastic. Anju, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure speaking to you. I mean, I've learned so many new things about laughter yoga today. Thank you for everything that you're giving back to so many hundreds of people. Thank you
so much for bringing me on this. I'm really, really honored.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm grateful.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast. A platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.